If you're working from home at the moment, you might be having trouble sorting out somewhere safe and ergonomic to set up the laptop. You might be working from the kitchen table with electric cables and kids underfoot. There could be other accidents waiting to happen too. As working from home becomes the new norm, workplace health and safety lawyers are warning employers against leaving themselves liable. Isabel Rowe reports.
Sales executive Miriam's precarious home office setup will sound familiar to many of us.
In my two-bedroom unit, in the living space, on my kitchen table at one end. So I have a monitor on one side, and then squished beside that on a puzzle box and a book, I have my laptop. The chair is really uncomfortable. And then once it's sort of, you get a numb bottom, you sort of move to a different space on the couch, you know, leaning over to a coffee table or just on your lap.
Do you find you get a sore back a lot?
Yeah, definitely.
Like most Australians, Miriam's transition to working from home was rushed.
You know, there was certainly no one that came and said, oh, how did you go setting up from home? You know, do you need anything? Is there anything we as a company can offer you? You know, do we need to get you a monitor or a laptop stand or anything like that?
That is the sort of thing that workplace lawyers say employers cannot afford to do.
There's no doubt that an employer is going to have to do more than simply provide a checklist.
Tom Bradley is a personal injury lawyer with Shine Lawyers. He says people working at home should expect their employer to actively check their meeting workplace health and safety guidelines.
People's homes, as we all know, are places where many accidents occur, so they're probably quite innately unsafe. An employer's duty probably would extend to doing more than simply providing someone with a list. They would need to provide them with active training and supervision in some cases.
There are two ways employees can be compensated if they're injured during a workday: through a workers' compensation claim or by suing their employer. But when the accident happens in a worker's own house, it's a bit more complicated. Tom Bradley explains.
For statutory benefits purposes, all that an employee needs to do is prove that their injury has arisen out of or in the course of their employment. So the question then becomes, well, what is, if you're working at home, what does that phrase actually mean? If you were, you know, injured in bed while working on your mobile phone for work purposes, and you get out of bed and you fall over, for example, you're probably likely to end up being in the scheme, because your employer has directed that you work from home, so you're at a place that you're required to be, and you're engaged in work activity when you're injured.
And for those getting through the day in slippers rather than regular work shoes, Colin Biggers and Paisley employment lawyer Greg McCann has a warning.
Because if you were in the office, you'd be wearing closed-in shoes, and because we're saying, well, you can work at home if you like, provided it's safe, then you should be meeting that same level of safety standards.
That's employment lawyer Greg McCann, and our reporter there, Isabel Rowe.